Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning is The Burden of the Grave. Based on what I would suggest is probably one of the top two or three verses in the entire Bible. Psalm 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I invite you to follow the sermon outline on the back of your handout this morning as we consider our theme, The Burden of the Grave. Are any of you eager and waiting for summertime? We had a little bit taste of it the last couple of days, haven't we? A little sun, a little blue sky. What is that strange yellow ball up in the sky? Well, come with me this morning to a hot summer day in Palestine. It's morning, but the sun is already hot. A flock of sheep are following their shepherd, leaving the nighttime enclosure. It's time to find some grass for the sheep to eat. But unlike this most days, on this day, the shepherd won't be coming back to that enclosure that night. This is the day when the shepherd takes his sheep to the high country, up to the mountains, where the grass is lush and green. The shepherd really has no choice. The steady springtime grazing of the sheep have left the pastures down to dirt. It's time to travel up to the deep grass of the hills and mountains. The shepherd and his sheep will be gone for weeks, maybe even a couple of months. They will stay in the higher elevation till all the grass is gone, or till it gets too cold for their comfort. Now, some shepherds never make this trip. They're really not dedicated to their flock. Being a shepherd is just a job for them. This kind of trip is long and it's dangerous. There are poisonous plants along the way. There are hungry predators in the valleys ready to grab the sheep. There are narrow trails from which the sheep can fall into the gullies below. Death is more than a likely possibility. Some shepherds choose the security of the barren pastures below, but not the good shepherd, because he knows the path. He's traveled it many times. He knows it leads to the best possible grazing land for his sheep. Besides, he's prepared. He has his staff with him to nudge and guide his flock when they begin to wander. He has his rod to swing it as a weapon against any predators who would try to take his beloved sheep. This good shepherd will lead his sheep to the high country, not because it's the easiest thing for him to do, but because it's the best thing for his sheep. David, who wrote this 23rd Psalm, understood about this annual pilgrimage to the high country. Before he led Israel as king, he led sheep as their shepherd. And that's why he was able to write, which is probably one of the most precious verses in Holy Scripture, Psalm 23, verse 4. You've heard it, hear it again. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. What the good shepherd does with his flock, make no mistake about it. Your good shepherd does for you. One day, I can hardly wait. One day, He will lead us to the high country. When the pasture down here is bare and our time on this earth is through, God will lead us out of this flat land, out of this barrenness. He will lead us high up that mountain. He will lead us to the tall grass where there'll be no more hunger, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more death. He will lead us to the high mountain of heaven. Can I do something a little un-Lutheran this morning? Could I ask you for an amen? Amen. Lord, lead us to that high mountain. Lead us to that deep, tall grass. Let me share some words to you that came from a professional shepherd. I found his words in research this week. He writes, "Every mountain has its valleys. Its sides are scarred by deep ravines and gulches and draws. And the best route to the top is always through these valleys." Any sheepman familiar with the high country knows this. He leads his flock gently, but persistently up these paths that wind through the dark valleys to the high country where the tall grass is. My friends in Christ, someday, Christ, our good shepherd, will do the same for us. He will take us to that mountain, but we have to go through the way of the valley. He will guide us to our heavenly home through the valley of the shadow of death. If you've attended a memorial service or a funeral, you've heard the words. If you've walked through a cemetery, you've read the words. They're quoted at the graveside of a homeless man and also a king. People who know nothing of the Bible know this verse. People who have memorized no passage of Scripture have memorized this verse about the valley and the shadow and the shepherd. Why? Why is Psalm 23 so treasured and so important? I'm sure there are many reasons, but I think today we can boil them down to two. Notice your sermon outline. Roman numeral number 2. We'll talk about these two reasons now. The first reason is this. We all have to face death. Did you hear me? We all have to face death. In a life marked with doctor's appointments, dentist appointments, business appointments, other appointments, the one appointment that none of us will miss is this appointment, the appointment with death. Hebrews 9:27 says this, "It is appointed for every man to die once, and then comes the judgment." Oh, how we'd like to change that verse. If we could just change that verse with just one word or two, we'd like it much more better. How about, "Nearly everyone must die." Or, "Everybody but me must die." Or, "Everyone who forgets to eat right and exercise must die." But no, those are not the words of God. God's word is realistic and clear. After the fall of sin of Adam and Eve, God tells us the fate of all mankind. Genesis 3:19 says this, "For you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Ezekiel 18 verse 20 says, "The soul that sins shall surely die." Romans 3:23 says starkly, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And Romans 6:23 reminds us, "The wages of sin is death." There was a wise man once named Solomon. Maybe you've heard of him. He tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 2, these words. We all must die, and everyone living should think about this. Now, I could have gone all day without reminding you of this. And probably a few of you out there wish that I wouldn't have. So often we do our best to avoid this topic. But God's Word reminds us to be realistic about the inevitable. In the only psalm that was attributed to him, Moses says this in Psalm chapter 90. O Lord, teach us to number how short our days really are, so we may gain a heart of wisdom. Yes, Moses, the wise among us, remember the shortness of life. And as a person who runs, pardon the expression, religiously 6 days a week, I know that such exercise may buy me a few extra heartbeats. And medicine may grant each of us here a few more breaths. But in the end, there is an end. And the best way to face life is to be honest about death. And this brings us to the second reason this verse is so important for us today. Look on your sermon outline. You ready for some good news? We don't have to face death alone. David was honest about death. He may have killed the giant Goliath, but he knew he could not sidestep the giant called death. All along in his 23rd Psalm, this shepherd's psalm, David has spoken to us about the Lord, his shepherd. But suddenly in this particular verse, verse 4, there's a quick change in his vocabulary. Up to today's verse, verse 4, you and I have been the audience, and God has been the topic. The Lord is my shepherd. He makes me to lie down. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. In this first three verses, David speaks to us and God listens. But now, suddenly in verse 4, David speaks to God and we listen. David's poem in verse 4 is changed to a prayer. And rather than speak to us, David speaks to the Good Shepherd. Listen to his prayer. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. David's message in this verse that changes to a prayer is subtle, but it's crucial. David tells us, don't face death without facing God. Don't speak of death without speaking to God. He alone can get you through that valley. Like a good shepherd taking his sheep through a dangerous valley to the high grass of the high country, the Lord your shepherd will take you through that valley to that high country, where the grass never runs out and the water is always cool and sweet. Years, now note carefully please, we're shifting in the sermon now. Years after David the shepherd wrote these words, another Bethlehem shepherd spoke. And listen to what this Bethlehem shepherd said. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. As a faithful shepherd would put himself between his flock and any wolf or coyote or bear, Jesus puts himself between us and the attacking wolves of sin and death and devil. On that cross of Calvary, our Lord Jesus let those wolves tear him apart. On that cross of Calvary, your good shepherd bore the full brunt of the attack of sin and of death and of devil. He was punished for your sin. He suffered the devil's mocking that our sin deserved. His death paid the wages for our sin. Indeed, this is a good shepherd who laid down his life for us. But that's not all he did. He took his life up again. He rose from the grave and he thumbed his nose at sin and death and the devil. He walked through the valley of the shadow of death and he came out the other side. And he did that for you. And he did that for me. And this same shepherd spoke these words. Try these words on for size. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many rooms. I would not tell you this if it were not true, but I am going to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you so you can be where I am." John 14. Note the promise of Jesus. "I will come back and take you to be with me where I am." He pledges to take us home. He does not delegate the task. Now, he may send pastors to teach you. He may send angels to protect you, musicians to inspire you, doctors to help heal you. But he sends no one to take you through the valley of the shadow of death. He reserves that job only for himself. Jesus said, "I will come back and take you home." He's your personal shepherd. And because he is present when every one of his precious sheep die, you and I can say what David said, "Though I walk through that valley, I will not fear, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me." Let me ask you, would a good shepherd that we talked about earlier make his sheep take that difficult journey through that valley to that high mountain alone? Of course not. Would your good shepherd make you take that journey to eternity alone? Absolutely not. We can make the same statement of faith that David made. "I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Many of you here know one of my hobbies is reading the history of World War II. Rodian, I was thinking of you yesterday because when the sun was out, after instruction class, I went to a bench by the river where he lived and for an hour and a half in the sunshine got to read about Russia in 1943 in the middle of the war. While I was reading that account, I came across this story that fits the sermon so well. An army chaplain used this 23rd Psalm to encourage his soldiers before battle. He would urge them to repeat the words of this psalm, ticking the words off on their fingers one word at a time. Let me demonstrate. He would say, "Take your left hand and with your right say, 'The Lord is my shepherd.'" And then he would have each soldier write those words on the palm of his hand, "The Lord is my shepherd," taking that word with him into battle, repeating that verse to himself when he needed strength. And the chaplain put a special emphasis on the "my" finger. "The Lord is my shepherd," the left index finger. Reminding them that when the worst of the battle came, their Lord would be with them. And if the time came, He would take them home. Did the chaplain's words hit their mark? In the life of one man, they certainly did. Because after a fierce battle, one of the young soldiers, not even 20 years old, was found dead. His right hand was found clutching the index finger on his left hand. The "my" finger of the Lord is my shepherd. This soldier's last earthly thoughts were these: "The Lord is my shepherd." My friends, in your last hours, in my last hours, as we walk through that valley, that is our sure and certain hope. The burden of the grave will be lifted off of us. Our shepherd will take us to that high country. Get ready for some tall grass and some cool, sweet water. In the name of Jesus, your good shepherd. Amen.